You're listening to Her Side Hustle, the podcast whose mission is to educate and empower the females out there who are hustling to turn their dreams into a reality. I'm your host, Rachel Burke, a 20-something-year-old on a journey to start a movement. I believe females are absolutely capable of creating wildly profitable and purpose-driven businesses. Join me each Tuesday as we sit down with successful female hustlers and hear all about their journey to becoming a female founder. All you need is a little bit of hustle and a whole lot of heart. Let's hear about her side hustle. Hello, everybody. Hope you all are having an awesome day today. I am just getting back from my trip to Jamaica. I spent the last week with family in Ocho Rios in Jamaica, and it was a trip that we had planned back last year. Obviously, with COVID, we had to postpone it. So we finally got to go, and it was just the best time. We all had our vaccines. We were super, super careful. Lots of hand sanitizer. We took 2 COVID tests, one when we right before we left, and then one in Jamaica when we were coming home. It was really safe, and it was just the best trip ever. We had such a blast with my aunts and uncles and my cousins and whatnot. And you may have noticed, but I did not post any episodes last week to Her Side Hustle. I was going to, and I honestly felt guilty about it, but I needed the break. We all need a break sometimes. So I figured, you know what? No, I'm not going to stress over it. I'm not going to post an episode. I'm just going to have fun, enjoy vacation. Nobody is going to lose sleep or probably even notice that I didn't post an episode for a week. But yeah, so had a great time. Happy to be back. This week's a little bit tough with work. I have a lot of emails and whatnot with my full-time job to catch up on, but I'm really excited to be back. And, it was needed. I was kind of feeling a little bit burnt out recently with my full-time job, this podcast, my bookkeeping business. Sometimes it just gets overwhelming. So it was good to just kind of take a break, relax, reset, have some fun, have a few drinks, a lot of drinks, and get back to it. So excited for that. And anyways, so this is going to be a little bit of a bit of a different episode today. Usually I spend most of the time talking with a person about really their side hustle, their business, their journey, the lessons they learn and how they got to where they are today. But today it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to hear from Amanda from Imperfectly Ambitious, and we'll talk a little bit about her brand and her journey, but we're really going to spend most of the time actually learning some tips and tricks for leveling up today. So I'm very excited. She's very knowledgeable, and it's going to be a good one. So let's go ahead and dive on in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, Amanda, and welcome.
Hello, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me. It's so much fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So like I said, I do want to just kind of talk a little bit about your business and just kind of learn a little bit about Amanda. Like, where are you from? Can you give us just a little bit of background on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Amanda Edwards. I live in Minnesota with my 2 little kiddos and my husband and my golden retriever. And I've had a career in sales for the last 15 years. I've always loved my career. I've been really, I'm so energized by what I do and in talking to people and getting to solve problems and build relationships and figuring out kind of navigating tough conversations. And I've always been this person who's taken such pride in my career, right? And growing through that and managing that as then, I had a family and all is well, and everything is great on paper, right? And I started to feel like this pull for more. It was right when I got into my 30s. I always say something happens in your 30s because I started to feel this pull for more. And it's like, what is that all about? And I talked to at that time, so many women that were in the same spot that I was in life. And now since starting the podcast, I've talked to dozens of women who felt that same thing. And kind of through my own just journey of trying to figure out what that was, listening to all the podcasts, because I'm obsessed with podcasts, reading the books and doing a lot of just personal reflection, I realized that it's just, that led me to starting Imperfectly Ambitious, the podcast. And I realized that what that really was about is wanting to, you're at this point when you realize there's so many things that brought you to where you are in your life. You have so much experience now behind you. You've kind of built up credibility, and maybe you've established yourself in some area or in your career, but you know that there's still so much left. And it's like, what do you want to do with that time? What's the impact that you want to make? How can you, and I came to realize it comes down to, how can you create more impact? I always say, like, we've been given gifts, but it's up to us to put them to work. So how can we put our gifts to work to make a bigger impact, and then as a result, feel more fulfilled? And so when I started to kind of follow that, that led me to starting Imperfectly Ambitious, which started with a podcast, and my heart and soul is in that podcast. And it kind of started from a place of wanting to help women, ambitious women who were in that same spot, who felt this pull for more, kind of figure out what that was all about. And then really it just kind of turned into helping you to really like just live and work on purpose and cut through the things that are holding you back and how to just keep moving forward so that you don't look back on your life and wonder why you let that thing hold you back or why you didn't do something or... And so that's the whole premise of Imperfectly Ambitious, was to say, hey, like, put yourself out there, show up, like lean in, do the thing that you know you need to do, and just start somewhere without having to see the whole picture perfectly. And now, and then that turned into, you know, of course, more and more, because I love business. I think I love business. I love strategy. I love the mindset. I love the relationship piece and the growth and the communication. And so all those things that I loved now turned into a lot of kind of mentoring on those things and some other programs to follow. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Here we are.
It's so funny. Every person that I talked to or that I've interviewed so far, we all are very similar in that we're always searching for more. It's like every single girl I've talked to honestly has had a full-time mm-hmm. job. Like, and on paper, it's like, why are you trying to start a business? Why do you want more? But it's, I feel like it comes down to like fulfillment and like things like that you're passionate about. Yeah. Like there's something that we're lacking that our career, like our corporate jobs aren't giving us. And that kind of brings us, I feel like, to just starting something different, whether it might be a side hustle, it might not be related to your career at all. It might just be a different passion or hobby that you develop in life.
Yeah, I feel like it's like whatever outlet, if your career isn't giving you this outlet, then you're going to search for something else. But it comes down to an outlet to really feel like you are contributing in a way that you know is unique to you, that like only you can, that you're pouring yourself into something and you're making a difference and it lights you up and it energizes you at the same time. And that's kind of that combination is when you really feel that fulfillment.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. And so you still are working, you still have a full-time sales career, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
I do. Yeah. Yep. I do. And it's so fun because it's in the technology space. And I always say, I think you're in California, right?
Yeah. So. I work for ServiceNow. It's a big IT company. That's like my full-time job. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of my clients have ServiceNow. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's funny.
So, but you know, I think where a lot of this passion comes from, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I happen to be like 7% women, right? Mm-hmm. In the industry. And through that, I've embrace that. I love, you know, a lot of the best mentors, the best coaches I've had are men, and so supportive of that and wanting to really help me grow, and huge advocates. And so, but I'm saying, you know, 7% women in that I've realized that I had to find a way, and I was doing it without even realizing on how to like establish myself as an authority, right? How to establish credibility, how to position myself as an expert, how to be taken seriously, how to own my voice, how to speak up. That's why I talk about a lot of those things, because I've made a career doing that and figuring out what that looks like, and now helping other women to do the same wherever they are, whether you're in your a career, your 9-to-5 career, whether you're starting something of your own, whether it's even leading within your family, but how to figure out how to do that, like how to stand out, lead, establish yourself as an expert, and then really own that and go forward and make the impact that you know you can make.
Yeah. I know it's funny you say that in my like career as well. I feel like I work with mainly men as, you know, my career is mainly men as well.
Sure.
And it's funny. It's hard, like, finding my voice, like, as a woman. It's something that's so important, but, like, a lot of the time, because I work on an all-guy team, if my guy, like, my female or my male coworkers, you know, kind of, like, they disagree with my boss, it's not a big deal. But I'm like, if I ever said that, it would just come off the wrong way. And I'm like, I get caught up in that. And I'm like, no, I need to not be like that or think that way. You need to find your voice. And you know, the workplace is shifting in that females – they're gaining more power. And I don't know. I just really like that mission that you stand for.
Yeah. And you find your voice, but it doesn't mean you need to do it in a way that's, you know, insulting or off-putting, or there's a way to tactfully and professionally own your voice and state the facts and talk about, you know, and it's just getting to a place where you are comfortable doing that. And that's a lot of up here, like inside yourself, of kind of working through some of that stuff. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you start Imperfectly Ambitious? You mentioned
your
podcast was the first kind of thing you started with your brand. When was that?
That was a year ago, Imperfectly Ambitious. So it's about a year ago. And then, of course, working up to kind of, it took a lot more than a year just in my head of like, what is this that I want to do? You know, and then it all kind of started coming to life a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. And then how have you kind of scaled since then? I saw on your website, you have a course that you offer. You have tons of like freebies and you know, your other things in addition to just the podcast. What other things do you offer for females in this space?
Yeah. So I started with the podcast not knowing what else was going to come. And that wasn't, my intention was, again, just to kind of start somewhere, right? Like I talk about, you start, and then I was really trying to be intentional with growing the podcast, and I committed to being consistent with it. And I've done that. And so then, you know, you saw on there, yep, there's a mini sales course in there, because I feel so strongly about sometimes, like, if that's what's holding people back, I don't want that to be what keeps you from moving forward and getting your products and services out into the world, right? And then therefore making the impact that you can make. And that's my background, right? And so there's a way to do it differently. So that was the sales course. And I'm so excited now, working on something I'm going to be officially announcing coming up soon, but I'll just say it on here, but it's going to be a membership site. It's going to be a membership site for women, you know, in business, all around living and working more intentionally, leveling up, making more impact, standing out, leading. And so that is coming out soon. So you could watch the website for that as well.
Very exciting. That's
perfectly ambitious.com. Yes. So that is where that lights me up. I have a big vision for that and all that's going to be under that umbrella. So yeah.
Was there a specific like event or time when you realized that you were super passionate about this, or was it just like your whole life you've been and it just kind of like gradually fell into place, or, you know, any defining moment? Or,
you know, it was, I think it was kind of ongoing, but I always go back to, I remember being pregnant with my second child. And I remember sitting there and I was on maternity leave. And again, it had nothing to do with, because I actually loved my job. And I just kept thinking, what is this? What is it that I'm feeling? I feel like there's something else I have to do. And at that point, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. And then I just realized, like, I figured out, you know, I realize what lights me up. Like I always say, like, if you think about your job that you have, like your career, don't take the title off of it. And what is it that you do? Like, what are you responsible for? And what out of those things that you're responsible for light you up? So for me, it's like, I say, you know, I'm responsible for communicating a message, having tough conversations, leading accounts, solving business problems, figuring out roadmaps and strategies, and helping people to get from where they are now to where they want to be. And I'm like, you know, there's something to that that truly lights me up. I love teaching. I love training. I love presenting. So all of those things, I started to realize I'm obsessed with podcasts. I mean, I would love that. And that's how I could think I could feel I could get creative. I could feel like I'm actually giving more of my gifts and putting it out there on an even bigger scale. But I mean, you can bring your gifts into everything you do day to day. It doesn't have to be a podcast, right? And so, but for me, I'm like, yeah, that just makes sense. And so that there was kind of that defining time period that really led me to just kind of taking that next step.
Got it. Okay. And then last question before we dive into your guide, where do you envision and perfectly ambitious going in the next 5 years? Do you want to keep your full-time sales career and, you know, also run, you know, your business on the side? Or is this something that you'd ultimately like to grow into your full-time or not sure yet?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, again, I love my career, so I'm not like running out the door of that at all. This right now is something that I love and I believe so strongly in and perfectly ambitious that I'm going to continue just to kind of follow the breadcrumbs, right? And I do have a vision for it. I have a vision for it to be, you know, there'll be a membership site and a community of women. There'll be events and different, you know, speaking opportunities under the umbrella. And I just envision it as kind of a movement and a growth for women who really want to start to create more impact and feel more fulfilled and be able to do that wherever they are in their career or creating something on their own. And then also taking those skills and using that within their own families as well, right? And just figuring out all the while just what's important in all of those areas and focusing their energy there to grow it.
Awesome. I love that. Okay, cool. Let's shift gears. Okay, so I want to talk about your new guide, and you named your guide The 5 Ways to Level Up and Lead. First things first, what is this guide? Like, what is the goal? What is the reason why listeners mm-hmm. should download it, and how can it help them?
So the whole reason I created it, and I've been talking more about leading lately and leadership, because here's the thing, and it's important to me because I think, first of all, people don't identify with that word. And that's why I'm trying to talk about it more, because you think that because you don't have the title after your name or the letters after your name or this right certification or the number of years in your business or in your career, that this doesn't apply to you. Leadership is a choice. You have to choose to step into that. It's a choice to adapt a certain mindset and then a commitment to hone in on certain skills. That a leader isn't defined by a title. And that's the first thing that I want people to realize. And then I created this guide with simple just concepts that you can do starting today from wherever you are to really kind of level up and stand out in any area. Because even though these concepts seem so simple, not many people do them. And so if you do some of these things and focus on these things, you will certainly see progress, whatever that means to you right now, wherever you are, you'll see progress and you will become looked at as a more of a leader in your industry, in your field, in your family. And then as a result, continue to make more impact.
Yeah, I think that leadership, it doesn't only have to be career based. Like no. You said, leader of your family, leader of a soccer team or right, whatever, right. You know? Yeah, leadership is a skill that not everybody has, true. But it's an amazing skill to have if you can hone in and develop it.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So let's just go kind of like one by one. There's 5 ways. Let's talk about the first one. What is the first way to level up and lead?
And it sounds so simple, and I feel like we can hear some talk around this a lot, but it's so true, is bring more of you into all that you do. And what I mean by that is, to put it practically, I think so many times it's so easy for you to look at what everybody else is doing, the person physically next to you or the person next to you on the internet as you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, and you're looking at what everybody else is doing and you're thinking that you have to fit yourself into some box in order to be as successful as they are, or in order to do what they're doing or get what they have, or, oh, look at them. When really all you're doing, if you start to do that, you're deluding yourself. You're deluding the very reason that people are drawn to you in the first place, or what you bring to the table. You bring things to the table that the person that you're looking at doesn't. They have a whole nother set of things that they do that. And so you have to bring more of yourself into what you do. That starts with awareness, being aware of what those things are. What are you really good at? What do people come to you for? What gives you energy and lights you up? Being aware of what those things are so that you can start finding ways to do more of that, which kind of leads into the next the next one.
Yeah, I think that something that a lot of people, and myself included, get kind of caught up in is comparing yourself, especially with social media these days. Like, I can go on my Instagram and find a million other podcasters out there and see what they're doing and being like, oh, they're doing this, so I have to do that. But
yeah,
when you just copy other people, then you're not setting yourself apart. Like, what makes you special?
Right.
You know? And, and a lot of the time, in kind of on the other hand, it's like when you compare yourself, you could get down on yourself and be like, well, they have so many more followers. They're making so much more money. They are doing X, Y, and Z so much better than me. But a lot of the time that you don't realize is like, I started this podcast 3 months ago, whereas a person I might be comparing myself to started it 5 years ago. You know, like, it's so important to, it's good to spark ideas from others, but you really got to stand out. And I think, you know, honing in on what you're passionate about and finding your why and not doing something just because others are doing it is, I think it's important, and it will help your business grow.
Yeah. And it does show through too. I mean, if you, you know, people can sense it. If it doesn't feel right to you, if it doesn't feel really in alignment with who you are and what you want to do, if you're feeling that, other people can feel that. Mm-hmm. And it comes across disingenuous. I felt that a lot. You know, you can see that when you read people's stuff or when you hear, you can tell when it's not being real, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I think it's important to like do it because you're passionate about it, not because you're doing it just for like the profit that will come out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That'll backfire every time, which actually I'm glad you said that's kind of down on the list that relates to something else, but that'll backfire every time if that's your focus.
Yeah,
for sure. It'll be, it might happen, but it'll be short lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two, what is the second one?
Seek out opportunities that will stretch you. Like, you have to seek them out, and something that excites you, but it's going to be a stretch and that maybe makes you a little bit nervous at the same time. Those are the things you have to explore. And I'll explain and give some practical examples, but the main thing is don't assume that people already know that either you want to do that thing or that you would be good at that thing or that you could provide this certain value to them. Don't assume that. So for example, like if you want to speak on some stage or at a conference, or you want to be a guest on somebody's podcast, don't just sit back and expect that they're going to reach out and ask you, because they should just assume that, that you are going to, you could talk to them about this and bring this value to their audience. No, you have to, if that's something that you want and you believe that you have value to bring to them and you understand who their audience is and what their audience might be looking for, what the conference, the whole point of the conference is, for example, if you wanted to go speak, figure out who you need to talk to and raise your hand and ask the question. And the worst case is maybe it doesn't work out this time, or it's not a good fit for whatever reason. And that's okay. Then you move on to the next one. But that, you know, if you don't seek those things out, other people, you're just going to get passed by. You can't always expect that somebody's going to call on you. You have to raise your hand.
Yeah. And also, like, don't be afraid of rejection. Like, don't let the fear of being rejected hold you back from asking. Like, put yourself out on a limb and just like go for it. I think that that's so important. You know, it sucks getting hearing no, but it's, you gotta hear, it helps you learn, it helps you grow. And just don't be afraid of it.
I talk about that kind of when it comes to sales too, on the rejection pieces. It's not about you. It's not a personal attack on you. It takes some practice and it takes some, you know, exercising that, but really realize they're not saying no because you're a bad person or they don't like you for whatever reason. It just doesn't make sense from a business perspective or something else, you know, it's just not the right time or whatever.
Yeah. So. And another thing that I've noticed is a lot of the times, like when I was starting out, and I keep going back to this podcast just because it's something that I can talk about, but a lot of the time when I've reached out to like ask people to be a guest on the show, I in my head was like, there's no way they would go on my show. Like I am a new podcast. Like, I don't have that many followers. They have built a brand for years and they're way above me, but they say yes. And that's, you'll be surprised at how many people say yes when you think that they would say no.
So true. 100%.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that so many times that more people will say yes than you think. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Number three.
Number three is value people first. And that goes back to your like putting profit first. So flip that, value people first, the profit will come if you do that. So like meaning, realize that you're always talking to a human. It doesn't matter how much you automate something, what systems you put in place, those are all important. Don't get me wrong. But remember that you're also, there's a human on the other end of it. So how are you connecting with them? How are you communicating with them in a way that's actually effective and genuine at the same time? How are you helping them solve a problem? How are you somehow helping to elevate them or helping them, you know, look good to somebody else or make a connection for them? Or always think about what can you do and go one step further, right? Like put people first, put that connection first, and then everything else kind of works itself out. Whether you're trying to build a bigger network, build a bigger audience, like in the case of a podcast, right? Or if you're trying to build your customer base, get new clients, that all holds true. And I mean, you just see that proven time after time.
Yeah, I think that relationships are so important these days. Like, I'm butchering this, but I've heard people say like people or customers buy something because of the product, but they stay because of the people, you know, in the relationship. Like relationships are so important. I mean, I work in customer success, so I'm all about like building relationships and whatnot, but it's so crucial. You have to remember, these are people. People want to like, I don't know. It's just important. There's no other way to say it. It's important.
And I honestly, you know, I believe that people do business with people. Like whatever business you're in the business of people. And if you are selling the same thing as the person next to you, and if they don't trust you, you're out. Like they don't, if they don't trust you, if you are talking all about yourself and you're not indicating at all that you even see or hear this person or have any sort of interest in genuinely connecting with them or setting an expectation for customer service or whatever that is, they're going to go with the other person every time.
Yeah, you raise such a good point. And like, let's say anybody listening wants to become a copywriter or a website designer or a life coach. Like, there are so many people that are in the same industry as you. Tons and tons and tons. And you said it, you know, like they can choose the other person, but it's if you build a relationship with them, like connect with them, they can trust you. If you guys just like really vibe well together, they'll go with you. It's genuine relationships are really key in this industry.
So true. And we get so like, we're so used to this instant gratification. And so we jump so quickly to try to just like accomplish the task, meaning like make the sale or grow this group or, you know, whatever it is. But it's like, that's so short lived. Like you have to pause, slow down, and actually try to make some genuine connections if you really want long-term sustainable success, I believe.
Yeah. I agree as well. Okay. The fourth one.
The fourth one is focus on one area of growth and be consistent with that. Meaning I think sometimes we try to take so many things on, especially if we're excited and we're really motivated and ambitious. And there's all these things that we want to just pull together and make happen. But then what happens is if you do that, there comes a point when you're only going to bring everything like 20% of the way because you've taken on so much at once that you kind of get lost in like you're doing okay at all of it. You know what I mean? Versus like you take something on, you focus on growth on certain thing, you're consistent with it. You take that about 80% of the way, and then you bring something else in. You take that about 80% of the way and you keep doing that because then you can start to say like when you do that, people and you're consistent and you're intentional in growing in a certain area, that's when you start to really stand out. Because people start to you become known kind of for that thing. And then you add on the next thing and that makes sense. You know, and then you kind of build upon it versus like, let's dive all in and take everything on at the same time. And then it's kind of like, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can't do all of this really well. And then as far as like, and then if you're trying to build something, other people are also kind of confused. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think so many people, kind of like what you said, like they try and do a million things at once because they want to like diversify their revenues and they might be interested in building out a course and having a podcast and having a blog and all these things, which is great. That's amazing. For sure. But you don't rush it. Like slow down. do one thing at a time, be consistent, nail it, like be an expert in that one thing, and then you can continue to build from there. But yeah, it's
absolutely,
it'll just lead to failure if you try too much at once, and you'll burn out. Like you will burn out.
And then it's just not even going to be, you won't have any energy for it anymore. And then that'll show. And then you're just doing it because you have to, or to make a profit, or you're going through the motions. And again, then that doesn't elevate you at all. That doesn't stand out at all. And then you're just not feeling it. And Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Well, there's one more left. What's the last one?
Well, the last one is just, you know, take imperfect action, meaning don't wait until you can map everything out perfectly. Don't wait until you can see the whole picture perfectly. Just start one step at a time. What is that next best step? And then once you start doing that and getting into that, then the next step will reveal itself after that. But if you don't start, you're never going to lead. You're never going to be feeling like you're making the impact that you know you can make. You're never going to be fulfilled. You have to start and let it be messy, let it be imperfect, but you just have to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I've talked about this on other episodes before, but if you don't start, you'll never the hardest part is starting. Just start.
Yeah, and it is.
And even if you look back, like, in, you know, 3 months after being in the grind, and you look back and you're like, wow, like I did this wrong, I did that wrong, like that looks dumb or whatever. At least you started and then you can fix it and you will learn and grow as you kind of go throughout your journey. But yeah, just accept imperfection.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
yeah. Okay. And then, so that was the five, and those were all super helpful. I personally love them. I each one of those relate, you know, like I really relate with and resonate with. So I love that you created this guide. I do have some other questions for you about, like, one question would be, what do you do when you feel like quitting? Like how, cause it's hard to have a full-time job to start a side hustle. You know, do you have any advice on how people can kind of move past the challenges and the times where they want to give up and throw their hands in the air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we all go through those times. And when you want to do that and feel like quitting, I always go back to, and this is what's so true, you have to have a deeply rooted why that is strong enough to keep you going when things get hard and to pull you through those moments. If it's not strong enough, you have to dig deeper and get to that deeply rooted why, right? And so, like, mine is I need to show my kids that they've been given gifts and it's up to them to put those gifts to work, right? And I want them to know that the world's their oyster, right? Like, they can do what they want to do and follow the path they want to follow, but they have to have the courage to step out into that. They have to search for that. They have to get curious and continue learning and figuring out what that means to them. And so if I want them to do that, I have to do that. I have to model that. And so I want them to be able to push through when things get hard. I want them to know that they can do it. They have the power to do that. So I have to show them that. I can't just tell them that. And so that's what pulls me through. And so I think you just have to get, that doesn't have to be your why. In fact, it should, like, something has to really resonate with you to the point where you can, like, feel it in your gut. Like, it makes you, you just feel it and you know when you get there.
Yeah. And I think also it's normal to go through highs and lows, like in the world of like starting a business or a side hustle or whatever it may be. Like, you will have times where you are very motivated, but you'll also have times where you're wake up and you're like, I can't do this anymore. But just knowing, like, it's okay. It's normal to feel those feelings. Everybody feels it. And just, like, push through it, because in a week, like, you'll be back on the high again.
Absolutely. And just keep making progress. It doesn't have to be, maybe this week it's an inch, maybe next week it's a mile, but just, like, give yourself some grace, keep moving forward. It doesn't always have to be, like, pedal to the metal all the time. Just keep moving forward one step at a time.
Yeah. And small wins, like, eventually create big wins, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. For sure.
So another question I have, because you are a full-timer in sales, you've got, you know, a podcast and a course and all this other stuff. How do you balance it all? Like, because it's tough. It's not easy. Like, do you have any tips on how to balance?
Yeah, I think getting really clear on your priorities in every area of your life and focusing on the things that matter and knowing what you can let go of, what you can outsource, what you can delegate, what to spend your time and energy on. And so even, and then as far as actually like doing the work, I get up early. I'm a morning person. I'm not going to sit here and say that everybody has to get up at a certain time and have this morning routine in order to be successful. I'm not going to say that. But for me, I get up early and that's when I have very focused time with certain, you know, things outlined ahead of time that I know I want to do that I'll get done. Maybe there's some of that, like in certain, depending on what's going on with my kids, if they're not here on a certain evening or whatever it is, kind of block off different times. But really, I think the key thing is getting crystal clear on what your priorities are and then protecting the time in order to work on those things and knowing what to say no to, so that you can say yes to the things that really matter. That's so key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree for sure. Okay. And then do you have any advice for listeners who they want to start something, but they don't know where to start or, you know, they are afraid? Any advice for them?
Yeah. I think the main thing is you have to, it starts within, like, really think about if you want to start something, if you want to create something of your own, what do you, to start, like, how do you want, what's your vision for your life, right? Like a year from now, 3 years from now, what do you want that to look like? And then what do you have to start doing now to start to work towards that? And if you're not quite sure, like if you have that vision, but you're like, yeah, but I'm not sure what I would do that I would like in order to reach that vision. Like say, if you're talking about it from a career or a business standpoint, think about like, what are the things that energize you? What do you love? What are the conversations that really get you going and you get fired up on? What are the topics you get fired up on? What do people come to you for to help, like for you to help them with or help them through? And then start following those breadcrumbs and figuring out like, what does that look like for you? Is that a career move? Is that you creating something of your own on the side or, you know, what does that look like? But it's really getting clear on who you are, what you want your life to look like, and then just like getting started and following that, those breadcrumbs, and then tapping into, you know, understanding maybe who's done something similar once you kind of understand what that might look like for you, and then having conversations and asking them what that's looked like for them or what their journey has looked like. What did they do first? What challenges did they run into? And then taking that for what it's worth and realizing that everybody's going to tell you what they did based on their own experience. That's not the only way. There's so many ways to do things. There's so many. And so you have to do something that feels right for you, but you can start to at least get some of that, like just input and feedback and understand what's possible.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's amazing to reach out to others in the space that you're maybe interested in and kind of like use them as like a mentor or bounce ideas, ask questions. Like people are happy and willing to talk, but like you said, their experience might not be yours, and that's okay too. So yeah, use people to your advantage and listen and learn from them, but you know, you don't have to follow every single thing that they did to be successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, this was so, so helpful. You have so much like knowledge and information to share that I love your mission. I'm excited for our listeners to hear this episode and to learn more about the ways that they can level up and lead. And in addition to this episode, where can they like learn more about everything that you have to offer and Perfectly Ambitious and your podcast and everything that you've got.
Yeah. Well, first, Rachel, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I love what you're doing too. And kudos to you on the podcast. It's awesome.
Thank you.
But they can find me I'm on Instagram at imperfectly_ambitious. It's the Imperfectly Ambitious podcast. And then they can go to imperfectlyambitious.com/resources. And there they can find some of the different guides that I've put together. And then the one on top, the first one should be this 5 ways to level up and lead. And it'll kind of walk through what we went through today, as well as give some really just kind of some good high level journal prompts at the end, which really get you thinking and kind of will help with that. Actually, your last question of like, I feel like there's something, I don't know where to start or what to do. Some of those questions will help you kind of start to follow those breadcrumbs.
Perfect. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. And for anybody listening, yeah, I'll include all of those links in the show notes so you can just take a look and follow Amanda there.
Awesome. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did.
Be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so other lady hustlers can find the show. Until next time, keep going.